Y'all understand what I'm saying? Say amen. Amen. So we've talked about that. Tonight, I want to deal with this teaching that I think is going to be a blessing to all of us. To some of us, it's going to challenge us. And to some of us, it's going to let us know we're on the right road. And that is a faithful heart. A faithful heart. Everybody say that word, faithful.
Faithful.
Now, I want you to keep your ears on tonight because I believe the Lord is talking to every person under the sound of my voice when he is calling us to have a faithful heart. Faithfulness is a condition of your heart, okay? And it's a rare quality in the day and time in which we live is the characteristic of faithfulness, because being dedicated to something or being dedicated to somebody in today's world is something that has lost its value and something that has lost its significance. Individuals are not dedicated or faithful toward things in the day and time in which we live. Many of you who follow sports, you may have seen over the last 2 weeks in the world of sports what they are doing to Coach Bobby Bowden. How many of y'all follow that little situation? Some of y'all who are a little college football challenged, let me bring you up to speed. Coach Bobby Bowden has been coaching the Florida State Seminoles for probably over 35 years. He actually, I believe, began the football program at Florida State. Now, 14 seasons, his teams have finished and was ranked in the top 10 in the nation. 14 seasons. I believe he's won 2 national championships, and he just put out a great product on the field each and every year. And now Coach Bowden is about 79 years old, and now they're trying to bail out on him and kick him out of the program after he has been faithful to the school. When nobody wanted to come to Florida State to play football, Coach Bowden was able to get some of the greatest athletes, Deion Sanders and a lot of these other athletes, Warrick Dunn, a lot of these people who went to Florida State, but now they're trying to kick him out. And it's just a sign that even institutions now have no pride on being loyal or being faithful. And we see it. Our society is replete with scenarios of unfaithfulness. And faithfulness, my brothers and sisters, it's a characteristic of God. It's one of the things that God simply is. He is just faithful. And so he is requiring us as his sons and as his daughters, he's requiring us to be faithful as well. Everybody say that word, faithful. Now, let me give you a working definition, because I love this word, and this is one of the things, especially as it relates to the things of God, that I try to be on it as it relates to my walk with God. Faithfulness is showing a strong sense of duty to be firm, to be constant, and to be trustworthy. It's to be able to be counted on. It's to be loyal. Mm-hmm. I know that's foreign to your ears, huh? Faithfulness. To be counted as worthy. To be counted as trustworthy. To be able to count on. And the reason why God wants us to be faithful is because he has been faithful unto us. And I know as we're teaching this series on the heart, God never requires us to do anything that he doesn't do. And then he's so patient with us. Faithfulness. 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 Now, I don't care how long you've been saved. If there's anybody in this room tonight who has a God conscience, you can say from your personal experience that if there's anything you know about God, the one thing that you know about God is that he's faithful. I mean, that's across the spectrum. That's everybody in the room. That if you've been saved for 2 days or for 20 years, you can look back over your life and say, man, even when I wasn't faithful, God was still faithful to me. Because that's who he is. He can't change. God is always going to be loyal. God is always going to be trustworthy. You're going to be able to count on God. Let me show you in the Bible. Go with me to Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Faithfulness. And he's calling all of us to inspect our heart as it relates to our faithfulness. Because it's one of the attributes of God. It's who he is. Now, I don't know anything about your business, but you wouldn't be here this afternoon or tonight if God hadn't been faithful to you.
Amen.
You wouldn't be working the job you have if God hadn't been faithful to you. Well, I did everything right. No, no, no. There's some stuff that you didn't do right. And God was still faithful towards you. And God is saying, all I'm asking is, if I have been faithful to you, won't you begin to work on that area of faithfulness in your life as well? Look what happens here. He's talking about, let me set this up because we don't have time to read the whole time. Psalm 89 would be good meditation material for you tonight. He's talking about his covenant that he's made with David and David's sons. He's promised David that David is going to be blessed, and everybody that comes from David, his seed, is going to be blessed as well. So look what he says. Let's start in verse number 30. He says, if his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgment, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquities with stripes. He says, I got to deal with them because I love them. That's my sons. He says, nevertheless, in verse number 33, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. A thank you go right there. Amen, amen. In case you don't know, he's saying, watch this. I've made a covenant with you. Even if you do wrong, I'm going to deal with you. But the one thing you can count on is I won't take away my loving kindness, and I won't take away my faithfulness towards you. Look what he says in the next verse. He says, because my covenant, my promise, I will not break nor alter the word that has gone from my lips. Boy, this is good teaching right here. Once I have sworn, he says, by my holiness, I will not lie to David. He says, when I promised it to you, I won't take it back. He says, because I'm God enough to look down the line in your life and see not where you are, but where you're going to be. He says, now when you mess up because I love you, like my daddy say, I'm going to whip you. He says, but I'm not going to take my faithfulness away. I'm not going to kick you to the curb like everybody else. He says, but I'm going to love you and I'm going to be faithful towards you. You know what that means? He's going to continue to do his part even when you don't do your part. He says, because that's just who I am. That's just how I roll. That's what God is saying. So God says, baby, when I love you, that's it. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can say can take my love away from you. And who can't praise a God like that? I mean, who can't love a God? We just sung about it. It's so easy to love you. Why is it so easy to love you? It's because you're so faithful to me. It's so easy to love you because you keep on making a way. Every time I turn around, you keep on making a way for me. And what make me praise you even more is some of the ways you made I didn't even deserve for the door to be open. But just because you faithful. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to get in your business, but who has God been real faithful to in here tonight? Amen. Yes, he has. I know he has. I know he has. Because when you was acting a fool, God said, I'm just going to be patient. I ain't going to trip. I'm going to do my part. Go ahead now. Do your thing, but I'm. Come on now. When you think about that, I ain't talking about before you got saved either. Don't go way back there. You ain't got to go way back there. You can go back a month. And what did God do? God says, you don't know no better. That's like, you don't know no better. I'm just going to do my part until you come around. I'm going to be right here waiting on you because I'm faithful. Because I'm faithful. See, and this is what God wants to cultivate on the inside of us. This faithfulness. This faithfulness. This faith. He wants to cultivate this. And this is cultivated when the Holy Spirit begins to live in your life. Because what happens when we receive the Holy Spirit into our lives, the Holy Spirit begins to cultivate the attributes of God on the inside of us. So when God looks at us, he's really looking at himself. But the Holy Spirit does this by dealing with our heart. Oh, you understand? This is why Solomon says you got to guard your heart, because if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to work on your heart, then God really can't deal with you because he works on us from the inside out. Let me show you that in scripture. Go with me to Galatians chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me a faithful heart, God. Galatians chapter 5. Go there very quickly. Let me hear those pages turn. Galatians chapter number 5. Faithfulness is what the Lord is saying. Everybody say the word faithfulness. Faithfulness. Yes. It should be a part of the regenerated life in Christ. That there should be something in life that you're faithful towards. That somebody can count on you to do. because you're faithful. That you're going to be loyal to this. You're going to be trustworthy. That you're going to be firm. You're going to be committed because I'm faithful. That's I got a lot of issues, Pastor, but the one issue I don't have is faithfulness. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. Look what he says in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit, or the offspring of having the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, is that the Spirit of God is going to produce in your heart and on the inside of you what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and what?
Faithfulness
and all the other that come along with that. See, when the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you, it produces these things, which is to say that if you call yourself a Holy Ghost filled and you talk in tongues but you don't have no love, I'm kind of concerned about that Holy Spirit. See, because when the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you, you're going to be able to walk in peace. You're going to be able to be long-suffering with people. You ain't going to be so short to cut people off. But he says also, when the Holy Spirit is inside of you, it matures you to the point to where you can be faithful.
Yes.
To where you can be faithful. Mm-hmm. That's where you can be faithful. And he does this by implanting his Spirit. Let me give you some benefits why you ought to embrace and pursue faithfulness. Number one, the blessing of faithfulness is God's faithfulness to us is everlasting. Okay, go ahead and write that down. It's everlasting. It's everlasting. Meaning that God will never, ever, you don't ever have to wonder where God stands with you. Touch your neighbor and say, He loves you. And he will love you. Touch him again. Tell him, say, He loves you. And he will love you. You got that? Did you hear me? His faithfulness is everlasting. Go to Lamentations, that's in the Old Testament. Lamentations chapter number 3, right after Jeremiah. Jeremiah is actually the writer of Lamentations. Go there. Lamentations chapter number 3. His faithfulness is everlasting. So if you don't have nothing to praise God for, you can always praise him for his faithfulness. Because he's always going to be faithful. Always making a way. Golly. Always pulling you out. Always pulling you through. Because you do know what he don't pull you out of, he'll pull you through. what he don't deliver you from, he'll deliver you through. Which means if he don't take it out of your life, he'll give you the strength to live through it.
Amen.
That's how faithful he is. Look what Jeremiah writes in verse number 22. Through the Lord's mercies, chapter 3 and verse 22, we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassions fail not. Watch what he says in the next verse. They are new when? Every morning you wake up, God kisses you with his faithfulness. He says, because today I'm going to give you some mercy. And it's not leftover mercy from yesterday. It's brand new mercy that you're going to need today. And then he goes on to say, great is your faithfulness. He's always going to be faithful. That's his characteristic. But the second thing that we can say about faithfulness, hear this now, and I want every person, especially leaders of our church, to hear this. Our faithfulness brings the blessings of God into our lives. God's faithfulness is everlasting. But our faithfulness brings the blessing of God into our lives. That we walk in the blessings of the Lord because we are faithful to the things that God has called us to. Some of you are living beyond where your paychecks say you ought to live. And that's because, not because, watch this, because of your pay, but it's because of how faithful you have been. And God has opened up some doors. He has made some ways. He has placed favor upon your life because you have been faithful to the things of God. And hear this now. Don't you ever think for a second that you can be faithful towards God without God being faithful towards you. Without God doing some things for you that he don't have to do because you did some things for him that you didn't have to do. faithfulness will always bring blessings into your life. Baby, don't you think you're serving around the kingdom and nobody's calling your name? God sees every labor of love that you initiate in the kingdom, and he is faithful and will reward you. That's why I serve him, y'all. That I don't serve him to get amens and to get hand claps and anniversary partners and all of that kind of stuff, because God know he the best partner that you can ever have in your life. Because when you are faithful to what God has called you to, baby, God will take you places that you shouldn't have never been before. He allow you to drive some stuff and live some places and work some places. And when you get there, you got to say, my faithfulness got me here. My serving got me here because I was faithful over the things of God. And there's testimony after testimony right here in our church of people who's just been faithful. And when you're faithful, God lets you live above your means. Amen. Hallelujah. Take that in the right context. Live above your means. Let me show you this in scripture.